Welcome to Braves Field in Boston, for the game between the New York Giants and the Boston Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Eddie Stanky. Batting second. The left fielder, Whitey Lockman. Batting third. The first baseman, Monty Irvin. Batting fourth. The catcher, Wes Westrum. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Al Dark. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Don Mueller. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Hank Thompson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Hearn. Pitching for the New York Giants, Jim Hearn. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Roy Hartsfield. Batting second. The center fielder, Sam Jethro. Batting third. The first baseman, Earl Torgerson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bob Elliott. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Sid Gordon. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Tommy Holmes. Batting seventh. The catcher, Del Crandall. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Buddy Kerr. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Chipman. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Bob Chipman. And now, play ball. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hartsfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hartsfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Roy Hartsfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartsfield hits a pop-up towards short. Dark misplays the ball. That's an error on Dark. Hartsfield moves to second. Sam Jethro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jethro hits a fly ball into left field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a pop-up towards short. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is hit by the pitch. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hartsfield fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon strikes out. One out. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a fly ball into center field. Jethro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson strikes out. Two outs. Jim Hearn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hearn is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Chipman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chipman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Hartsfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartsfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Hartsfield hits a pop-up towards short. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanky takes first base on ball 4. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0 for 1 in the game. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torgerson fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 0 for 1 in the game. Irvin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Sam Jethro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jethro is 0 for 1 in the game. Jethro hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0 for 1 in the game. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Irvin fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Jethro for the double play. Two outs. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0 for 1 in the game. Elliott hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thompson. Elliott reaches second base with a double. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. Gordon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mueller. Gordon reaches second base with a double. Elliott scores. It's 1-0, Braves. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Holmes is walked intentionally. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0 for 1 in the game. Crandall hits a line drive towards short. Dark reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Westrum hits a fly ball into left field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 1 in the game. Dark hits a fly ball into right field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Giants nothing. the Braves will come to bat. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Chipman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chipman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chipman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Hartsfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartsfield is 0 for 2 in the game. Hartsfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sam Jethro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jethro is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jethro hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0 for 1 in the game. Mueller takes first base on ball 4. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson bunts towards first. Torgerson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thompson for the out. Mueller moves to second. One out. Jim Hearn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hearn is 0 for 1 in the game. Hearn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mueller moves to third. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Stanky hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mueller scores. Hearn moves to second. It's Giants, 1, Braves, 1. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0 for 2 in the game. Lockman hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Hearn moves to third. Stanky moves to second. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 0 for 2 in the game. Irvin hits a fly ball into left field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hearn scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Giants. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Westrum hits a fly ball into center field. Jethro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0 for 2 in the game. Torgerson takes first base on ball 4. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Elliott hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mueller. Elliott reaches second base with a double. Torgerson goes all the way around to score. It's Giants, 2, Braves, 2. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Gordon hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Elliott moves to third. One out. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Holmes hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Elliott scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Braves. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0 for 2 in the game. Crandall hits a pop-up towards short. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Giants 2. the Giants will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 2 in the game. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 2 in the game. Thompson hits a fly ball into left field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hartsfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Giants 2. The Braves will come to bat. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 2 in the game. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Chipman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chipman is 0 for 2 in the game. Chipman strikes out. Westrum drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Chipman out. Two outs. Roy Hartsfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartsfield is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hartsfield hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Jethro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clint Hartung pinch hits for Jim Hearn. Clint Hartung is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartung hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hartsfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Stanky takes first base on ball 4. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lockman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Torgerson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Giants 2. The Braves will come to bat. Dave Coslow now pitching. Sam Jethro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jethro is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jethro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Torgerson strikes out. Two outs. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Elliott is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Irvin hits a fly ball into center field. Jethro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Westrum hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 3 in the game. Dark hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 3 in the game. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Jethro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Braves, 3, and New York Giants, 2. Goodbye from Braves Field in Boston.